Staunch Springbok critic Matt Williams has changed his tune, and dramatically so. It appears as if he is now on our side. And today you are going to get a front row seat to the almost unbelievable comments made by the Australian. But before I show you what he said, I'd like to encourage you to get your hands on my book, How to Become a Sports Journalist. I've been in sports journalism and broadcasting for more than 20 years, and in this book I share my journey and advise on how anyone can get into the business. I think it'll make a great Christmas gift. It's available on Amazon, and the link is in the description area down below. Now let's see what Matt Williams had to say.
This is an exceptional South Africa playing the best rugby I have ever seen from a South African team, ever.
That is quite extraordinary. So much so, I feel like we have to play it again just to make sure our ears are not deceiving us.
This is an exceptional South Africa playing the best rugby I have ever seen from a South African team, ever.
So this is the best rugby he has ever seen from a South African team. High praise indeed from a man who has pretty much found fault with everything we've ever done. We could be pedantic and ask if Matt missed Nick Mallett's late 90s Springboks, or Peter de Villiers' team in 2009. There are other examples too, but let's take the compliment. Now for some context, this was a discussion that took place after we defeated France in Paris with only 14 men on the field. Listen to what else he has to say.
They're a team that can do anything. What they've added is the incredible dimension of a dynamic running passing game. And I've been saying for years, if South Africa add that to their repertoire, no one in the world will stop them. They are head and shoulders above everyone right now at this point of the cycle.
Now let's be honest here. Matt Williams has indeed been criticising us left, right and centre. He found fault with our supposedly conservative style. The former Scotland coach did not like our box-kicking strategy. Williams took issue with our forwards-dominated game plan. The Australian disliked our bomb squad tactic. My goodness, at one stage it felt like we would never hear the end of it. It was unethical, remember? It went against the sports ethos. It caused rugby to be out of balance, even. William said all of these things, but now he really has changed his tune. Now that the Springboks are playing a more entertaining and expansive game, he likes it.
Tries to outsprint them. This is brilliant from Reinach. Kobus Reinach. A man who has the quality to create something from nothing.
Watch what else he says here, with a special mention to Sasha Feinberg Ngomezulu and our attack coach, Tony Brown.
I mean, he can do anything. He can kick, he can run, he can pass, he's a fine defender, you know, he's a superb goal kicker.
Look at this, Feinberg Ngomezulu!
I think the influence of Tony Brown, who is a New Zealander from Otago, I coached against Tony, he was a running 10 himself. He then went up as coach up in Japan, coached back in Otago, coached in New Zealand, and he has gone there. And Tony's renowned for playing really positive ball-in-hand rugby. But to get that philosophy, to get Rassi Erasmus to buy into that philosophy and to get the whole team to buy into it consistently, when you're a man down in Paris, that means he's been successful in selling his vision of the team, of how the team can attack. And he deserves a lot of credit. And unfortunately for the rest of the world, it's very scary because, as you say, this is a team that, where's their weakness?
South Africa are over. They've got the score.
Now, look, I appreciate what Matt is saying here. It's really nice to receive a compliment, especially when it comes from an unexpected source. The one thing that I would criticize, though, is that a man of his experience should understand that a team evolves. Well, a successful team anyway. So when Dr. Rassi Erasmus took over the Springboks, we were a shambles. We had suffered record defeats to Argentina, Italy, Ireland, and the All Blacks. Embarrassing stuff. Russie turned that around, as we now well know. But any coach in any sport will tell you that when you start a turnaround strategy, you don't immediately start playing the sexiest style of that sport. You start with the basics. You make yourself hard to beat. In practice, what does this look like? Well, a solid defense. Jock Nienaber was the mastermind behind that element. And then we went back to our traditional strengths of keeping it in the forwards, scrumming hard, mauling well, dominating the lineouts, and we used Faf de Klerk as a weapon with his box kicks and Andre Pollard as the backline general. After the turnaround was complete and we won back-to-back World Cups, the first, of course, was unexpected, don't forget.
They come and losing it. Arms there, pops up in a toy. Here comes Chisel Colby. Colby bounces towards the fence. Boots one, still going. Chisel Colby. Chisel Colby. South Africa, the World Cup is theirs.
It was time to add a string to the bow. And that was the thinking behind bringing in Tony Brown. Now, this is a very simplified way of explaining what happened and what is going on. But the underlying argument is that in professional sport, if you stand still, you are going backwards. In some way, that is what happened to the All Blacks, and perhaps is happening to Ireland and maybe even France right now. Simply put, change is the only constant. And as I say, I would like to believe that a man like Williams would know that and understand that. We were always going to be one way before switching to a different way. At least if we expected to continue being successful.
Can they force their way over the try line and extend their lead? Oh, and Williams is through! He's under the post! South Africa, the world champions!
But what do you think? Are you impressed by this Matt Williams U-turn and ready to forgive and forget? Or do you remain highly suspicious of this man who has largely made a career out of criticizing our Springboks? Let me know in the comment section down below. And while you're down there, may I encourage you to sign up for my Patreon page. I would love to do this full-time, guys, and I would love to go to Australia and cover the Rugby World Cup from down under for you on a daily basis in 2027. But in order to make that happen, well, I'm going to need a little bit of funding, and I would prefer it to come from my audience rather than some corporate who can tell me what to do and when to do it, if you know what I mean. Now, if you sign up on my Patreon page and become one of my patrons, there are great benefits to be had. For example, you might be able to get me to write an ebook on your favorite Springbok rugby player. You might be able to win the new James Small biography that's coming out soon. I might be able to have quarterly Zoom calls with you where we discuss Springbok matches and tactics, as well as old games and players. And we can also, believe it or not, supply you with discounts on my soon-to-be-launched online merchandise store. It starts from as little as $5 per month. That's US dollars, not Fijian dollars. And any support would be greatly appreciated. By the way, if you used to work at Eskom and they gave you a lack of payout when you left, then you might want to sign up for the $100 per month option. And I'll see you next time.